Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your window into everything new and noteworthy in the world of food and cooking. I'm your host, Kara Rota. Our guest today is Anna Curran, founder of Cookbook Create. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I'll let you explain what Cookbook Create is for a non-technologist audience, but we sort of met in the food media space. So I'd love to hear you talk, too, about your journey to becoming a food media entrepreneur, starting your own business, and what that was like.
Absolutely. So first, I'll describe what Cookbook Create is. So we're a platform where anyone can make their own cookbooks. So you can think of us similar to a service like Snapfish or Shutterfly, how you can make your own family albums. We help people make their own cookbooks with their own recipes. So you actually get a printed book in the mail at the end of using our service. You asked, you know, how did I get started on this journey to found Cookbook Create? I was looking one day at a family cookbook that my aunt had given my mom back in 1969, and it had a bunch of recipes handwritten in the front of the book, and my mom had added to this book over the years. And I was searching for this recipe that's actually from my dad's side of the family, and my mom had written it down in this book. And as I was leafing through all of the pages, it dawned on me how powerful this book was and that it really was, in many ways, the story of our family. It represented a lot of family members in this book through the various different recipes. There was there's an iced tea recipe from my great-grandmother in there, and all sorts of other family members have evidence of them in there. And, you know, I was thinking, I was like, wow, this book is so incredibly powerful. It says so much about who we are, how we live, how we eat, how we celebrate, how we spend time together. And, the question that sparked my interest in founding Cookbook Create was, what's the modern version of this? What's the technology version of this book? So there's print-on-demand technology that's been created. There's social networking technology that's been created. But how can you marry those two things and create a platform where anyone can easily make their own cookbooks with recipes sourced from people that they love?
And so do you find that people are interested in giving these books as gifts? Is it sort of a moment for younger generations to acknowledge all this amazing stuff that maybe their grandfathers or their great aunts or other ancestors have created and put it all together? What are some of the stories that you've heard just from people using it?
So it's interesting because I'm often surprised by who our customers are and how they're using our site. So we had a bodybuilder make a cookbook on our site, I had a conversation with him, and he was explaining that, you know, there's actually a very specific diet when you are training and when you're not training, and there are two very different ways of eating, and there aren't many cookbooks that address that particular need. So that was one of the surprising moments. But, you know, I think there's a few common threads that we see over and over again. We see when children get older and move out of the house, either go to college or, when they get married, that their parents will want to put together the household's recipes and give them a copy of that. And those books, when we check them, you know, their proof before sending it to production, they're always, you know, sort of just like really heartwarming. And, you know, you just, okay, this is why I'm doing this. It reminds me every single time when I see those books. And we also see a lot of people making them as gifts for brides. So they'll collect recipes from both sides of the family and get the favorite recipe, and compile books and, you know, put pictures of loved ones in there. We see that a lot, too.
What are some of the cookbooks that you've loved in the years that you've been reading cookbooks and cooking at home and thinking about cooking? What are cookbooks that have stood out to you?
The biggest reference point for cookbooks for me is The Joy of Cooking. So I remember when I was younger, I would say to my mom, "Mom, I want to make something." And, you know, she would go and she would get The Joy of Cooking out. And it was, I believe it was a copy that was her mother's, and unfortunately, we no longer have that because the binding broke down. But I remember one day my mom and I were having a conversation And she was saying, you know, there's a recipe for squirrel in there.
Right, there are.
And there was in that edition. And sadly, I think the later editions, they took out the squirrel recipe.
Sure, the old Fanny Farmer cookbooks, yeah. too. And, like, even the early James Beard, you see a lot of that. It's fascinating.
Yeah, and so that, you know, that moment sort of piqued my interest into, you just sort of, like, as a kid especially, you think, like, oh, well, everybody just eats this way and always has. And you don't necessarily think about, like, oh, people used to eat things that now we consider very strange to eat. So.
And how about in the future? What excites you in terms of future food trends or technologies or tools that people will be using to sort of expand their cooking horizons?
Yeah, so I think the most interesting thing that technology is enabling is personalization. So it's getting hyper-specific and helping people find things that are really what they need for health reasons, maybe, or for taste profile. You know, it's if you've ever gone to dinner with, like, a large group of people and you're trying to, you know, order or curate dishes, you know, and this person has this allergy, but this person can't eat garlic, and, you know, and it sort of really limits what you actually can make. Technology is brilliant at being able to solve problems like that in a very efficient manner. So I think there's an interesting moment in time where, you know, we have, I feel like food trends are sort of being pulled in opposite directions at the same time. So it's like, how decadent of a milkshake can you make, but then also how, you know, super foodie, antioxidant, clean juice can you drink for breakfast that day, you know?
Yeah, extremes.
Yeah, and so I think it's an interesting moment right now.
And what's your food philosophy? What do you cook at home? What are the things that you're drawn to?
So I would say, actually, maybe I do reflect the going to extremes. So when I cook for myself, it is how many antioxidants can I get into this dish. So, you know, like, I love to make frittatas on the weekends, and I'll always put fresh herbs and lots of different vegetables in there, you know, and always have, like, frozen spinach in the freezer to throw in there and get some iron. And, you know, so I really focus when I'm cooking just for myself on the health aspect of it. But then when I cook for other people, I focus on the pleasure aspect. And so it's more about, you know, how do you make something that, you know, they're literally going to say, oh my God, what is in this? Like, this is so good. So
the showstoppers.
Exactly.
What advice would you give to aspiring food media entrepreneurs? Some of the sticking points or highs and lows that really stood out along the way?
Yeah. So I think entrepreneurship is an interesting journey because you can be having the best day and the worst day, and it happens to be the same day. And so there's a lot of emotional wear and tear. You know, people describe it as a roller coaster, but it's not, because the highs and the lows often occur at the same moment. And, you know, so you just have to keep at it. There's a tremendous amount of uncertainty, and you just have to keep moving forward as if you had unwavering certainty that everything will work out as you envision. You know, so I think my advice would be probably a couple of things. One is dream big, and anybody that says, you know, oh, you know, pare down your idea, don't listen to them. Like, always. Because it's actually just as much work to do things at a big scale as it is to do them on a small scale. It's just the magnitude of your impact. So dream big would be my first piece of advice. And then my other piece of advice is, once you start your own business, everybody wants to give you advice and tell you how to do things. And often it's terrible advice. So, you know, people want to tell you how you should change your product. Well, are they your customer? If they're not your customer, you shouldn't listen to them. If it's your customer saying, hey, this is frustrating to use, you know, and it's preventing me from purchasing from you, then absolutely you should make those changes. But, you know, one piece of advice I find myself repeatedly giving to entrepreneurs who I have conversations with is, you know, they say, well, this advisor says this and this advisor says that. And I said, never listen to an advisor if they're telling you what to do. always listen when they're telling you how to think about something. So the advisors who are tremendously valuable to me and the mentors who are tremendously valuable to me are the ones who give me a window into their way of thinking about things, and they sort of frame a particular issue and help me find clarity with a razor's edge that I wouldn't be able to find without having those conversations. But they never tell me what to do. They tell me how to think about it.
What are your goals for the future of Cookbook Create?
So that's a fantastic question. So we have a lot of big goals at Cookbook Create. So we would like to become the way that everyone in the United States and maybe in the whole world shares their recipes with their families. So one of the things that we hold near and dear to our hearts is that food is a way to share your way of life and to bring people together. And what's unique about America is that there are so many different cultures all here, all in close proximity and influencing each other. And there's so many wonderful culinary traditions. And, you know, really what we want to do is help people preserve that so that their family recipes aren't lost. That, you know, it's like I hear from so many people when I tell them what they do, they say, oh, I wish I had this recipe. And, you know, so we want to help solve that problem for everybody.
Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Check out the website, cookbookcreate.com, and tune in next time on The Clever Cookster, your window into everything new and noteworthy in the world of food and cooking.